This is CliffCentral.com.
George, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, in the world of cars, somebody has taken a Tesla Model 3, you know, the new Tesla Model 3?
Yes.
And it's a lady. She took an angle grinder to it and turned it into a bucky.
Oh, really? That's very nice.
I mean, what the fish?
That's very nice. Well, she's made it like a South African bucky.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, she's American, but she's taken and she filmed the entire thing on YouTube. So if you go and search for Rivian and a few other YouTubers, you'll see they filmed the entire process of turning this Tesla Model 3 into a bucky, and it doesn't look too bad, to be honest. It's done quite well.
Maybe Tesla will start making them.
Because she was complaining that everyone's promising electric buckies.
Yeah, no one's making them.
And no one's really making them.
Good for her.
So, you know, good for her. The world's first EV bucky, Tesla Model 3. I wonder what Elon Musk thinks about this.
Mm. Well, he's got a bit of South African in him. Some part of him is going, yes, it's maras lekker.
Oh, my fuck.
Marlies.
I wonder if he can still speak Afrikaans.
No, probably not. Charlize does.
Does she?
Oh, she speaks a bit of Afrikaans. Mm. She said she and her mom, I heard an interview with her the other day, she said her and her mom were in a lift together, and they were talking about somebody, saying, hierdie ou is vir my lelik of mooi or whatever. And he went, we're by a donkey. She was so embarrassed.
Yeah, people don't know how many South Africans are out there.
They're all
you just
over.
Don't know.
All right, so we've got a bucky Tesla. What else?
Bucky Tesla, and then remember the Hummer?
Yes.
Why the Hummer lost popularity was because it was so heavy on fuel and so dirty.
Gas guzzler.
Yes.
And associated with gangsters.
Yeah, true too. I mean, I kind of liked the Hummer because of the army connotation. And General Motors is thinking of bringing back the Hummer in electric form.
Oh.
Don't know whether that's an oxymoron or not, but...
No, it could be cool.
Could be cool. So General Motors is focusing on electric vehicles because they've lost ground in the last couple of years, and I think their strategy is now to try and catch up. So the Hummer is part of their SUV plan to bring electric vehicles to their fleet. And then there's been a fully restored James Bond 1965 Aston Martin DB5.
I saw it on the news the other day. This is not news. I'm sorry, George. You usually bring me all the news about cars, but this one I beat
you
to.
This one you beat me to.
And I love this car. It's still got all the gadgets attached, the number plate, the switches.
Wow.
It was the one actually used in the movie.
Yes.
It's had two or three previous owners?
It's had a handful of previous owners, but this one was a bit buggered. And there are only a few handful that actually work with the number plate switching, the nails that come out the back, the slick oil, the buttons on the center console, 30 caliber machine gun on the front.
Oh, yes. Actually, the machine gun works?
I don't know if the machine gun works,
but... I would love that. Imagine in Gauteng traffic.
So you've got the center panel with a bunch of switches.
Some guy cuts you off. Take you out, you son of a bitch.
So
South African road rage. I don't think the DB5 should come here.
Yeah.
And then more seriously, the sale of illegal vehicles in South Africa is on the rise. So
illegal meaning they've been stolen.
Oh my God.
No. So so people want to import or grey import vehicles. Uh-huh. So it's vehicles that haven't been approved by the OEMs and the South African Revenue Services, and people import these vehicles and then they try and register them.
Yeah.
Using old scrapped vehicle registration numbers. So they switch
what's wrong with this? Like if I bring in a car that... What is a grey vehicle, first of all?
So it's a vehicle that wasn't imported under the legal system in South Africa.
Okay, so it's rules that
we're
breaking.
It's rules we break.
We're not doing anything dangerous.
100%.
But it's rules. It's so rules. Let's say I bring a vehicle in that they don't make here.
Yeah.
Or that the it's very difficult to get a license for. Maybe it's a left-hand drive or there's something else about it that's not normal. This happens all the time.
Well, in certain instances, you can import, but there's import taxes that people try to avoid.
So it's the government wanting their money.
Some cases, yes.
In that case, I'm all for it.
Well, it's on the rise. So, but the problem, that's not the topic of conversation, though, whether it's right or wrong. It's the fact that these vehicles are never owned by you. And what the government is doing is when they find it in a roadblock, they're confiscating it and crushing it.
Oh my God, no!
Basically stepping on it.
That's terrible. They can't do that.
Well, apparently they are. So whether they can or can't, I don't know. In the last year or so, SARS has confiscated vehicles to the value of 4 million rand as part of this clampdown.
Only 4 million rand. Okay, they've really confiscated some shit there. I mean, yes. You know, if you're going to import some kind of grey vehicle, it better be like Batman's car. And if that's only worth 4 million rand, well, you can keep it, SARS, you dummies.
And then the funniest story of all is a drunk man in Poland.
Thank God it's a man. Well, I just looked immediately at Leanne.
I was just going to say, isn't that all of Poland?
In the Polish town of Pajezno.
Oh, that's where Ben's family are from. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was working for the military, decided to get drunk, or whether he did it by mistake, I don't know.
Yeah.
And his boss said to him, please move this tank from there to there, and decided to take a joyride through the town.
Beautiful. Drunk guy in a tank.
That's fantastic. Didn't cause any damage, but has been arrested and now faces about 8 years in prison.
Didn't cause damage? You're telling me that a tank's tracks don't break a tar road?
Well, I mean damage to people or property besides the road.
Well, good for him. You see, drunk people can drive. Ha! Take
that. Do you think that was worth 8 years in jail?
Probably not. So he's in custody at the moment. And
Alison Fauna, all for drunk driving, they reckon that's a great way to harvest organs. They're the only two people who are pro-drunk driving.
In a tank so your body's safe.
Yeah.
So how he got caught wasn't because the police pulled him over, but because he got so paralytically drunk that he was found near the tank.
Oh gosh!
But he managed to drive it. Yeah. He's never driven a tank before.
No. He's a military person. Oh. So he's a tank driver.
Oh, wow.
So he knows how to drive a tank. But he was found near the tank.
That's amazing.
Drunk out of his mind.
You can do. The human body is capable of amazing things. You can be drunk out of your mind and still drive a tank.
This is CliffCentral.com.